Earlier this month, the city of Los Angeles received 16.5 inches of rain in a two-week period. That's just an inch less than the city's rainfall for an entire year. And when it rains that much, the region's arid mountains turn to mush, washing out huge sections of roads. As Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC reports, Southern California road crews are working round the clock to repair impassable highways.
Southern Californians like to say, "We're having weather." That's what they call it when a slight wind or a dark cloud threatens the normalcy of their sunny blue skies. So for many here, the month of January brought with it a lot of weather indeed. California Department of Transportation senior construction engineer Behruz Pirzadeh and his crew have been repairing Orange County's Ortega Highway continuously for 2 weeks now.
7 hours a day, 24 hours, or 7 hours, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Hours and days are easily confused when the last couple of weeks seem like the same workday, says Pirzadeh, who's visibly exhausted. As more rain falls, Pirzadeh stands behind bulldozers dumping sand on what will be a new 150-foot section of the road. The old section was all but washed away. He points to a 50-foot-deep pit that formed beneath the road from water and mud running down the steep mountainside.
As you can see, the entire slopes, all the way from uphill, downhill, the roadway, everything drains into there. So if it doesn't drain properly, the water accumulates in that area, and the water was at least 10, 15 feet deep.
The resulting pressure sent the road's base gushing down the mountainside, leaving this section of the highway teetering on what Pirzadeh describes as a single blade of land. Caltrans engineers like Pirzadeh have been working double shifts for the past 2 weeks on over 50 mountain roads like this throughout Southern California. Some of the roads are so damaged that they won't reopen until next fall. Caltrans estimates the repair work will cost the state $85 million. That's on top of close to $75 million spent by cities and counties to repair the damage. But the fallout from the weather isn't only monetary. 15 miles away from the Ortega Highway repair crew, Faye Zarapuri and four of her co-workers wearily get out of a packed car. Normally, each of these women drives the Ortega Highway on a 20-minute commute to get to work. Now it takes 2.5 hours, and they are carpooling on the long drive around the mountains. Zarapuri says it's a tiring process for all, but they've learned to make the most of it.
It's really hard, but also we're getting closer. I mean, sometimes, like, we really get so tired driving and sitting in the car. But on the other hand, like today, we were just singing in the car and, you know, kind of having fun.
Zarapuri and her friends work at San Juan Capistrano's Quest Diagnostics. More than two-thirds of the company's 1,400 employees now have to make similar commutes. Fellow carpooler Joanna Popov says some employees have rebelled against driving altogether.
There's one RV in the parking lot, and people are just changing and sleeping in the RV.
Caltrans says the Ortega Highway may open next week, at least temporarily. Terry Kasinga is a spokeswoman for Caltrans.
The roads that are open, there's always a potential when there could be slides, and they're deemed safe right now, but you never know what can happen.
Kasinga says for many, it may seem like the worst is over, but she says the region's rainy season typically lasts 2 more months, and there is more rain expected this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Orange County.